Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
The Rise Guys suck. Tickle it, guys.
Rise Guys Morning Show. Good morning, good morning. It is 6 o'clock 03. It's 6 o'clock 03. 6:03 on Wednesday, June 13th, 2018. Yes, sir. Good morning, Jim.
Morning, Matthew. How you doing?
Well, yourself?
Doing quite well. Quite well. I'm in a very good mood right now.
Nice ride in?
It started out bad.
No road ragers today?
No, I had gas station rage today.
Gas rage.
Gas station rage, yep.
You did or you witnessed it?
No, I was getting raged.
What happened?
I was standing and I pumped gas. I swiped my card and pumped my gas, started it, and then I went in the store, grabbed a couple things, right? And I walk up to the register, and there's some dude standing there. He seemed like a nice enough guy, but he's having trouble with some kind of coupons on his phone. I'm like, come on, man, it's 5 o'clock in the morning, and you're standing here in a gas station trying to use multiple coupons off of your cell phone while I'm standing here with what I know to be exact change in my hand.
Yeah.
Actually, I would have needed $1 back, but I had the exact coins for the change.
But you would have left it just to save the time.
I did. I walked out cussing.
Yeah.
Yep, stomped out cussing. Because I stood there for like 3 minutes. I'm looking back like, man, my gas is done. I can go up the road to the QT.
Right.
And I know it won't take long there.
I'm wondering if now rage doesn't find you.
It seems like it does, man. It's like, it's something I don't encounter on the way to work. I might encounter it on the way home, but on the way here in the morning, I never have to wait on people buying scratch-off tickets if I'm inside a gas station.
Yeah.
They're not doing it at 5 a.m. And I usually don't have to wait on people like scanning coupons. But you know what? I did go to the other store, and I had to wait there, too, because there was a dude returning energy drinks.
Returning?
Yeah, he was returning energy drinks. He bought him 3 great old big Red Bulls and decided he wanted a refund, I guess.
Wow.
So stupid things do find me. You're absolutely correct, Matthew.
Seems to be the way.
I walk up in somewhere, something you don't typically see will be going on, and it will delay my journey.
You get up too early is the problem. All the weirdos are still out and about.
Maybe so. That's what it is.
Could be, but with the coupons, though, man, when I went to purchase the stuff for my my toga outfit for the party, when I went to this certain fabric store.
Yeah.
There was women standing in the line scouring through coupons for that store.
Mm-hmm.
And then, they were helping each other. They're like, go to Retail Me Not and put it in. And then there's a 30% off coupon. And they're just like, boom, boom, boom. And I was thinking, man, like, I remember my mom had a big, huge book, and it wasn't just grocery coupons. It was coupons, and she had them by restaurant and by this and by that. But now with the phone, swipe, 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 swipe. Oh, there it is.
Mm-hmm.
Here's my 25% off at Joann's Fabrics. I'll use this one now.
Yeah.
Coupon mania. That's right. Oh, by the way, yesterday... A longtime P1 that I had never met before. Jimmy, have you met her before?
I don't think so. We just talk on the social medias.
That's the thing. I know. It's like I see pictures of her and we talk back and forth on social. And then when I saw her in person, I was like, oh, we've already met. She's like, no. But it was P1 Lady Marine, who now listens to us out of Nova Scotia up in Canada. And she was here yesterday.
Yeah. She comes down for her grandma's birthday every year. Grandma's about to turn 98, I believe.
God almighty. Yeah, so she came down here yesterday just to drive through to go there and wanted to meet us and take a picture and everything. And she is a very, very sweet person. Very, very loyal to the show.
Very, very nice lady.
up in, I mean, it's no different than anybody that would live in Spartanburg. It's like, you could listen to anything in the world, but you choose to listen to us. But for some reason, when you're in a different country, it just like means that much more.
Yeah, it does. It does. But I mean, yeah, she was worried when about the radio.com app because some apps aren't available in Canada, but that one is.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, she was very sweet. She just came down here and hung out until we were done up, and then met with her outside before heading over. By the way, Fat Boy, why did you run from her?
Why did you run from P1 Lady Marine?
I didn't run. I didn't see her.
You scared of her?
But she was tweeting and stuff saying she was almost here, and then you left.
She said she pulled in when I was coming out. Yeah. But I didn't see her. I was talking to her on Snapchat.
Mm-hmm.
And then I found out my grandkid pickup got pushed up. So I had to leave and go to the gym because I was only going to get a half hour.
Yeah.
So all I could do was lift and go. But she said that I didn't see her.
Yeah, so she said, well, I said, yeah, he's already going to the gym. She says, well, if you guys don't mind, I'll follow you over to the gym. I just want to take a picture with him. You were not at the gym.
I was only there for a half hour. I didn't get to do any cardio. Verde?
Yeah, we're at Verde.
That's Verde.
Yeah. Carlton didn't say he saw you there. I didn't ask him, but he didn't say.
I checked in.
I'm going to go look at the log today.
Do it.
I'll have him show me the log.
I'd show you mine, but it doesn't show everyone you go to. It just shows your home club.
Yeah, but if she's tweeting saying, hey, I'm coming down here, why wouldn't you just take an extra second just to hang on for like 2 seconds?
I just missed her, man. That's all it was.
Man, I felt bad. She even drove over to the gym trying to take a picture with you. She was tweeting all of you.
Just trying to see you.
Nobody wanted to come out and meet her.
Just trying to see you.
I looked at the snap, but I guess I didn't look at the Twitter till later.
Yeah, very, very, very sweet girl.
Yeah, she seemed happy, though. She said she might try to make another trip down here before she goes back to Canada.
Yeah.
You better.
Fat Boy needs to know what day and time that's going to be, though, so he can
call in sick.
You want that picture, you better come get it.
Have to. It might be another pickup game or something.
Yes, call in sick.
Because I can't go to Canada.
No.
You don't have a passport. I know that for a fact.
Jesus Christ, hell.
Why would you?
Why wouldn't I?
Why would you? You've never left the country to my knowledge. Why would you have a passport?
Do I have a passport?
You might.
I don't.
I don't.
That's what he does with the internet. He looks at people.
No, I just reasoned out that you most likely don't have a passport because you have no reason to. It costs money, and if you didn't have a reason to spend that money, you ain't going to spend that money. That's just because I know you. We're friends.
Yeah.
You just don't like to admit it. I know you don't have a passport because we're friends, and I know your personality, and there's no reason you would have one. Like, Matt, wouldn't you have reasoned out Fatboy probably doesn't have a passport?
Yeah, I mean, I knew he didn't.
You called out that F word, buddy. Throwing that around. Co-workers.
You don't have one either.
No.
Yeah, why would I? I mean, why would you?
Why would I? The one time I almost got one is when I was going to be on that episode of Stargate that filmed in Vancouver.
Oh, man. Holy crap, I forgot about that.
But I wound up not going.
God, I forgot about that. Stargate. Wow. That's right. Nobody likes vacations anymore, but everybody's going. Everybody's going.
Yeah.
There's going to be scattered thunderstorms this afternoon, high of 87. Right now, mostly cloudy, 68 in Piedmont. Birthday bash tickets are on sale. It'll be a week. No, let's see. It started Friday. So it'll be, we're about halfway through the week for birthday bash tickets. Go to 933theplanetrocks.com. Or all Ticketmaster outlets, or hell, just go to the Greenville Pick and Speed. The Greenville Pick and Speed. they got to switch them up. The Greenville Pick and Speedway, or the Greenville Spartanburg Jetport. I'm going to go with the Jetport. Greenville Spartanburg Jetport ticket office.
Okay. To those of you who haven't been here for a while, it's that would be GSP International Airport.
Yes. It's not the Jetport anymore.
No. My daddy always called it that, though.
The Jetport.
Always. My father never did, but my daddy did.
Yeah. It's the Jetport. Shine Down, Godsmack, Asking Alexandria. It's September 21st. It's going to be at the Bon Secours Wellness Arena. Yeah, we'll have tickets to give away, sure, but, if, you know, don't wait on that. I mean, I'd say go get them. because it's not unlimited seating like previous birthday bashes have been in fields and amphitheaters and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
So they are must have. And I was talking with a P1. He didn't sign the email with his P1 name, but he's a baker. And he says that, well, you know, we'll have to talk, but he loved my idea of making a cake for everybody at Birthday Bash to have a slice of.
Oh, it'd be great.
Yeah. He's out of Anderson. So he's got to figure out
how to
plan for that with a square of cake.
And how to, I mean, who, you know.
There's got to be a way.
There's going to be a lot of eggs.
Yeah.
There's going to be a lot of cake making stuff. A lot
of frosting.
Yeah.
So that's good. I love that too because it's P1 and, you know, birthday bash and bringing it all together and having cake. What kind of birthday party is it without cake?
You need cake.
Yeah.
You need cake.
You're glad we ain't having ice cream.
You have
That'd
to
be
have,
messy.
You have to have, you know, some kind of food to celebrate the birthday. It don't have to be ice cream cake. I would melt.
Yeah.
All the pyro would melt it.
I'm really looking forward to this summer, though. Stuff that's going on between Bash and Pop Evil, which is another big show coming to the Firmament. That'll be on July 1st.
Sunday night, July 1st. Big old show, man. Week of the 4th kicks off in style.
I need something to do in August.
We'll find you something.
Is there nothing in August?
We'll find you something.
SmackDown.
Yeah, August 14th mm-hmm. is SmackDown at Bones of Corbonus Arena. There you
yeah.
go.
Yeah. Okay. So all my months are covered.
Yeah. Yeah, and I think August there's several shows in Simpsonville you could go see.
Yeah.
Evanescence, maybe.
Yeah. No, I want to go see Three Doors Down. They're going to be there. I really do want to go to that.
The Rock and Roll Express tour with Three Doors Down and Collective Soul.
I do. I really want to go to that. Be a nice little summer drinking concert.
Yeah, it would.
Sponsored by Uber. We're going to have tickets today to Birthday Bash.
Yes, we are.
You understand that? We're going to have tickets for you to go to Birthday Bash and possibly get some free birthday cake. also, tickets to see Pop Evil, just like I said. So, if you're feeling lucky, this is your show.
Yeah, we got a lot of stuff to give away, so have fun winning it.
And also, if you missed that re-premiere, or if you missed the Truth and Consequences yesterday with Will and Kenny, we'll re-premiere that this morning as well. That was a one side or the other kind of deal, wasn't it?
Yeah.
The way people reacted to it.
Yeah, it was very much a hard split on that one.
Yeah.
A lot of people agreed with both of them, and there wasn't a lot of compromising.
I'm just thinking about this concert. Don't you like them? I realize it's not maybe jam out in your car kind of music, but Three Doors Down and Collective Soul together.
Man, if they were just playing this like this, I could lay down in the lawn of an amphitheater and take me a nap.
Yeah,
and I'm not complaining about that. I love a good nap.
Yeah. A good nap. Get out of here. You should hear, when we went to lunch, you should hear, literally, music is, I sound like an old man right now, but music literally never gave me a headache before the other day when I rode with Jimmy. He played some song that, you ever heard a song that makes you feel like you're tripping your balls off, but you hadn't done anything?
Yeah, all the ones he likes.
Golly.
Oh, yeah. I think you're referencing Ice Castles by Ween.
My, this is what they should have used in Gitmo. And I realize if you're in the right frame of mind, it's probably wonderful.
What, this?
Or no.
That? Oh,
both.
Both. At the same time.
Is that a clean song?
Yeah, it's instrumental.
Fat Boy, can you access that?
Yeah, what's it called again?
Ice Castles by Ween.
Hey, homie.
Oh, I hear that when you
that's
go.
That's good.
He's going to find it. Ween is that's a drug band, right?
Absolutely is.
Yeah.
I mean, I think they broke up so they could all go to rehab individually.
But when you say like drug music or drug rock, it's not like, you know, Dr. Dre's The Chronic, or it's not song. It's not like, you know, Sublime and Santeria.
Yeah.
This is like music that makes you feel like you're being pulled on both ends.
Yeah.
They charge extra for that.
It's even out of tune, man.
Listen, just for a second. As we drive down the road to lunch, this selection comes on.
Well, this is right after Stroke or Ace, which sounds like Motorhead. So you need this break or else you'll have a heart attack.
Yeah. This is when you see Nine in Traffic and he's smiling all big or whatever, his eyes are probably... I mean, this is like nuts.
See, this is the point where you tell him if you're not really into it, he'll keep playing it, the whole thing. Like, no, turn it off.
It's short. It's less than 2 minutes long.
Plus, it's his car. I can't tell him what to play.
You should have walked.
I don't tell people not to listen to absolute crap in their cars. They let me listen to absolute crap in mine.
I mean, listen to this.
Your car, your crap.
Exactly.
Does it ever kick in? I forget.
No, it's just this, man. It's just a break after Stroke or Ace.
Yeah.
Which is an awesome, fun song.
Ooh. Oh, boy. If you're thinking about any last-minute Father's Day gifts, I'd like some ayahuasca, if you could arrange that, please. Well, ayahuasca and I'll listen to Ween.
What did you think of Bananas and Blow? Did you like that one?
I don't remember it. Is it dirty?
No, I don't think any of the words are bad in that one. I don't believe so.
They're just like...
It has a lot of steel drums in it.
It's just nuts. It's like crazy music.
Yeah, it is. It is. Like, it's all over the map. It's all different kinds. They're a prog rock band, a punk rock band.
Who is like the lead singer of Ween? I've heard his name before.
It's Gene and Dean Ween. They kind of alternate a little bit.
Oh, okay. There's two of them.
Yeah. Mean Ween?
What about Mean Dean Ween? Is he still alive, still with us?
No. Mean Dean Richards, a P1 and a wrestler.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Well, I didn't realize that. Maybe I should pull back about talking about the music then. He's a listener and a wrestler. I'm going to get it both ways. I ain't going to listen anymore, and I'm going to pile drive you next time I see you.
No, he ain't related to Ween.
Oh, no.
No, he's Mean Dean Richards.
Oh, I see.
Yeah, okay. He's the only Mean Dean I know.
Okay.
Yeah.
I just wonder, like, when he goes in and writes this music, or they write this music, like, are they on, like, acid? Or they? I don't think you could write that sober. Agree?
I mean, they apparently like to do some stuff. Sure. I know at least one or two of them have apparently... been to rehab some and had some problems. And
I DJ'd with DJ Rehab this weekend.
Yeah, you did.
Yeah.
I've never seen him play live, but I know some people have seen him play live.
And yeah. They get through it?
I've heard that the crowd is a bit messed up.
Well, yeah.
But it can't be any more messed up than the bunch of angry hillbillies at a drive-by truckers concert elbowing you in the fat every time you move.
Which concert was it at the Bilo Center where people were blacking out drunk and fighting?
Country.
Yeah.
Country show.
It was...
I think Al Dean or Luke Bryan or one of them, maybe.
Yeah. I think it was Luke Bryan.
Yeah. And then again, it was after Rascal Flatts, I think, played the amphitheater in Charlotte. Who was it? Kenny Wallace. Rusty's brother Kenny got beat up by a landscaper.
Good Lord.
Yeah. After a Rascal Flatts concert, like, man, I got so pumped up from that Sarah Beth song.
I give you credit, man. You'll go see some bands.
Yeah.
Because some of them, I'll be like, man, I don't get it.
Dude, I went to see Drive-By Truckers a couple times, and that crowd's scary because it's just a bunch of hillbillies looking to fight.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's
angry,
one. That's
angry Drunk.
That's one of those bands. I don't get it. I couldn't tell you a song.
Angry Drunk. You played them the other day in the background on the show.
Yeah.
They played early on at the Handlebar years ago.
Oh yeah,
when they were coming up, I remember that
a bunch of times. One of those guys is from Piedmont, I think the drummer's from Piedmont.
Hmm. So Ween will not be at Birthday Bash.
No, but Shinedown and Godsmack.
Five Finger will not be there.
No, they've been there before, but this is Shinedown and Godsmack.
Yes,
that's what I meant to say.
And Asking Alexandria.
Yeah.
Who my kid loves. Like, I mean, she enjoys Shinedown. She's not the biggest fan of Godsmack, but she loves Asking Alexandria.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe this will be the birthday bash that brings us together.
Maybe so.
I don't want to be brash about it at bash.
We're having a hard time talking right now.
I'm telling you what. That's right. We're going to have Jeff dress up at birthday bash. He's going to be Bash LaRue. Right, Jeff?
All right.
Shave boom! Bees into the side of your face.
Oh, pardon me. It was Mike Wallace, not Kenny. I'm sorry.
Oh, Mike Wallace.
I misremembered that. I thought it was Kenny. It was Mike Wallace.
60 Minutes?
It was Rasheed Wallace, it says here.
Racing Mike Wallace.
Who knows?
Kenny's brother, Mike.
John Wallace of the Knicks. No, my information's upside down.
Well, I'll tell you this much. Nobody beat him up.
Well, he'd be... No, that was Stackhouse that always called the text, right?
No, it was Rasheed.
It was?
But Boogie Cousins got him beat by a mile.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Boogie Cousins.
Yeah. Boogie.
Boy, NBA was awesome in the 90s, damn it. Mid-90s, late 90s was awesome.
Oh, that's great now.
Who is this Kevin Durant guy?
Durant.
So we're going to have all those tickets to give away, Birthday Bash, Pop Evil. We're going to have a lot of phones, too. So feel free at any point, 1-800-774-0093, 1-800-774-0093. You can text us at any point, 72341. For that is the CarolinaVaporMill.com text line. Paige, what's up in the Plex?
Well, if God was one of us, would he look like Brad Pitt or Ryan Gosling? We'll get into that story next. Or even Ryan Reynolds. We'll get into that story next in your Eyes Guys headlines.
Well, I guess he's going to be a white guy then, huh?
Yeah.
Well, ain't none of them got a beard either. Yeah. I'll point that out to you, too.
Yeah, yeah. Huh.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't think he'd be that young or that white.
No.
Or
clean shaven.
Or a human.
Or a human?
Or a human.
Well, he was a human. He walked the earth for 33 years.
Well, that was Jesus.
Who'd she say, God?
Yeah.
Oh, God, the face of God then.
Yeah.
Oh, then, yeah. The face of God cannot be measured.
Mm.
It cannot.
No.
For it is not a thing.
Yeah.
It is a energy.
This is one of those questions that if you asked me this in a survey, I'd be like, I can't answer that. I've read the book.
But if he's at a Wayne concert, he would say, I think it looks like a hippopotamus with blue curly hair.
Plenty of people who thought they've seen him at a Wayne concert. I'm certain of it.
Or prayed to him when they were in there throwing their guts up. Lord have mercy. All right, we'll get into that next in your Rise Guys headlines. Good morning, everybody.
Here's Madman, 9, Paige, and Fat Boy.
The Rise Guys Morning Show, 93.3 The Planet Rocks.
It's Rise Guys headlines with Paige and her big ol' hoo-has.
Good morning, everyone.
Ooh.
Well, if God was one of us, God has a youthful face with feminine features. That conclusion was drawn by a study that was conducted at the University of North Carolina, and the scientists created an e-fit of God based on what American Christians think that God would look like. So an e-fit is like what the police use with descriptions of people and their features put together in a computer, and they drew what these people thought God would look like.
But those are normally drawn off of, like, seeing someone and giving a witness account. This is just, like, what you think, right?
Yeah. So this is how they described God in their minds, what God would look like. So after they ran the computer composite, they found that God has more feminine features, and from what folks were saying on Twitter, that he looks kind of like a younger Brad Pitt or a Ryan Gosling. Others say Jimmy Fallon or Elon Musk or even a Val Kilmer.
Where can we see this photo?
I have it up right here if you want to see it. It kind of looks like Jimmy Fallon and Elon Musk had a more attractive kid than either one of those guys. That's
yeah,
what
I definitely
that
see
like.
Elon Musk for sure.
Yeah, through the eyes and the eyebrows and stuff. There's a lot of Elon Musk features there.
Also, if he had facial tattoos, that would be Post Malone.
But much more attractive than Elon Musk, right? Elon Musk's a weird-looking, like, alien lizard man guy.
Yeah.
That dude's way more handsome than, that face way more handsome than Elon Musk, but it looks like him.
So you're wondering how many people, about 511 people were in the study, and they looked at images of hundreds of face images, and they put them all together and compared each, which appeared to be more like God. And then they narrowed it down to this one face.
You know who else he looks like? He looks like that that guy from Zero Res that cleaned my carpet.
Oh, okay.
He looks just like him. Was that the guy from Zero Res now, I wonder?
Or was it like one of those Unsolved Mysteries things where you don't know who cleaned your carpet?
Well, I tell you this, he never brought any chemicals in the house, and my carpet was as clean as could be.
Well, all they use is water, Matt. They use that powered water.
Yeah, and Jesus walked on it. So there.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
Well, the researchers say that, quote, older participants saw an older God, more attractive participants saw a more attractive God, and African-Americans saw a marginally more African-American God.
So the face wouldn't be human, right? Don't you see something mythological, huge, like a Zeus-like almost?
Well, that's where you say created in the image of. As, but no, it wouldn't be like a giant man. It would, I mean, it's apparently it would just be like a blindingly bright light is all you can see.
I see Elegante from wrestling.
It's as if you were up close staring into a star.
Yeah, it's not, I mean, ask me what it looks like. Yeah, it looks like you're on stage staring at a spotlight. That's what God looks like.
But
or Chris Stapleton.
But times infinity.
Yes.
Or Chris Stapleton, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But not George Burns or Morgan Freeman. That's kind of not the image anymore. He's
no.
not an older man. He's
God wouldn't smoke, and God wouldn't take advantage of underage girls.
No.
So those two are out.
And who would
allegedly?
Yeah, and you know, who would you cast as God to in a movie?
Alanis Morissette.
You would?
Yep.
Okay.
Hollywood will do that now.
It was she was the God next... in Dogma.
That was Alanis. That oh yeah.
Yeah.
Oh
yeah. She already played God. That's why I went with her because she already played God in the movie.
She blew old Bartleby's head up by screaming.
Like I could see them putting Oprah in as in the lead role of God.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hollywood.
Let's see. People who have played God include Alanis Morissette, Charlton Heston, Jack Nicholson, Whoopi Goldberg.
In Sister Act?
I'm looking. I'll see. I'll tell you the movie.
That's awesome.
Yeah. Charlton Heston did it in The Ten Commandments.
I can see
Whoopi
him.
Goldberg. A Little Bit of Heaven, 2011. She played God.
Mark Hendricks tries to from time to time.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Yeah, way more people have played Satan than God.
Well, it's probably the more fun one to play.
Easier.
You know,
it's easier to work heel.
Yeah, it is. I don't know my lines. Just say something rude and crass and mean and cuss a lot.
Yeah.
All right. Well, meanwhile, in Myrtle Beach, South Carolina, a businessman who lives in Cherryville, and he's from a prominent family, had a plan. He invited a group of eight girls to his boat, his yacht in Myrtle Beach over the weekend, including three minors and a mother who happened to be the chaperone. So everything was going fine until he suggested that they take a shower on his yacht.
All at the same time.
Well, probably not at the same time if there's eight of them, but...
I'm in his mind, Paige.
All right. Well, one of them realized that she was being videotaped. She saw a duffel bag with a iPad sticking out of it.
That's a sophisticated setup.
Yep. So she told the mom, and the mom, they hatched a plan, and the mom pretended to be sick and passed out, and then they escaped, and they took the iPad and drove it straight to the police.
Whoa, I didn't know they could do that.
So they wanted the judge to have a restraining order against this man, and now he's behind bars. And so they found other things on the iPad spanning many years, so he'll be having his day in court pretty soon.
He'll be having his day in court soon.
You know what this son of a bitch has? One of them dang phone camera remote controls like I got in my pocket.
Yeah.
You know he's got one of those. It's already starting a video.
So what are you doing? I'm making sure my car's locked.
I'm telling you, the main reason for these is not to up your selfie game. It's to do bad things.
Is it? Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yes. It's upskirts and this kind of crap, I bet.
Well, this guy is facing charges of sexual voyeurism and photography and violating a place of privacy. I don't know about the minor charge, if that's an additional charge, but we'll see what happens when he has his day in court and his hearing. So, live and learn, people. Before you take a shower, I guess you don't know the person real well. You've got to scan the area for iPads or anything else.
Who's got a yacht in Cherryville?
I know. And Myrtle Beach. She's from Cherryville. So...
Yeah, he moved.
Kind of creepy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, that's not where he puts his yacht.
Well, who from Cherryville has a yacht?
That guy.
I'll rephrase. I know. It's just I didn't know people in Cherryville had yachts.
Yeah.
That's good for him. Well, not bad for him. He don't know how to handle it.
No.
You'd be surprised. I fixed a few hot tubs up in Cherryville. Expensive ones.
Really?
Big ones.
Mm. Any famous people?
No. Just hardworking businessmen to make a lot of money.
You never went to fix Kevin Millwood's hot tub in Bessemer City?
No. Always heard tell he was up there. Greg Nettles, though, in Knoxville.
I remember that.
Yeah.
And then who was the other one? Bucky Dent? Was that who it was?
Nah. Hell, I can't even remember now.
As far as I know, Kevin Millwood's been to Gaston County like twice in the last 20 years.
I know.
Well, I'm Paige, and those are your Rise Guys headlines.
The Radio.com app is the official new home of the Rise Guys Morning Show on your phone. Download it today and make 93.3 The Planet a favorite. Powered by Quaker Steak and Lube. You're locked into the Rise Guys Morning Show on 93.3 The Planet.
Rise.
And now, Rise Guys Sports with Fat Boy.
I don't know if this is going to spice the UFC up, but they made a new signing last night.
Is it a bear? Like an actual bear, a black bear?
No, but
that would spice it up.
Somebody a bear might be afraid of.
That's true. No stranger to these parts. Former Carolina Panther and former Dallas Cowboy Greg Hardy got offered a contract after his win in the Tuesday night contender series last night.
So now we're just straight up marketing domestic violence.
Good Lord.
Yeah, that's what got him a ticket out of the NFL.
Right. I mean, that's why he has, that's his rep as a fighter, is that thing that happened that got him out of Charlotte and into Dallas and then out of Dallas.
Yeah, and I don't even know if he was convicted or not. She didn't cooperate, right? I can't remember.
Yeah, I don't think it ever went anywhere, so it's alleged. The whole thing's alleged.
But still, I mean, it's you still got the PR stain of it. The 911 calls are out there. But I guess with UFC, it's fighting, so maybe you overlook it. I don't know.
Didn't they fire that one fighter, though, that beat up his wife? The one that was, he had a weird name. It was like Warrior or something.
Oh, War Machine. He wasn't fighting for them when that happened with Christy Mack. No, he was.
I remembered her name.
He's in prison, though, I believe, for a long time, I think.
Yeah, but he almost killed her.
Yeah, he really almost killed that lady. Yeah, he did.
Awful.
Yeah, the guy he beat was 2-0. And Hardy threw some heavy punches, man. He stunned him with the one right. And then when the ref kind of got in between him a little bit, he popped him with a left, knocked him down. So he trains out of America Top Team, Coconut Creek, Florida. So he's 3-0 as an amateur. We'll see who he fights now and what he does.
War Machine could be eligible for parole in 2053.
Ooh.
2053.
35 years.
Yeah.
Hey, we're nothing short of LeBron James news around here. Still going to be a while before you find out where he goes. Got to take those meetings. It takes a couple months. But he's in the news every day. He talked about his greatest achievement in the NBA. Hasn't even happened yet. It would be playing with his son, LeBron Jr., a.k.a. Bronny. He's 14. He will be in the league. He's good.
Yeah, he's on his way, man.
He's really good.
And that's the thing I keep seeing is that Bronny and LeBron very well may be playing in the NBA at the same time.
Yep.
What about LeShacky? Is he going to play pro ball?
Shaq's son, yeah, he will.
That dude's huge. I watched him on Shaq's Instagram walk across the graduation stage, and he was just like, it literally looked like two people and some, you know, one guy on another guy's shoulders wearing a graduation gown. And the guy is just huge. And he's not huge like Shaq. He's tall, but he's not like, you know, Shaq Diesel.
Sharif.
Yeah. He's damn near 7 feet tall.
Jeez. Yeah, he's going to UCLA.
Yeah, he was going to go to Arizona. Backed out, went to UCLA.
Yeah.
And he wasn't a McDonald's All-American. That was a big shock with him.
Shaq was.
Yeah. So, LeBron James Jr. is going to be in the league, man. Watch his YouTube tapes.
Sharif should be in blue chips, too.
I know. Did Penny have a kid? They had Butch McRae Jr.
Plenty of them, I bet.
Throw him in. Hell.
Jaden Hardaway. There you go.
Does he have a son, really?
Yeah.
Does he play ball?
Yeah.
God.
He's
a little prodigy.
He's going to Memphis, where Penny's the coach.
They got rid of Tubby Smith and got old Penny in there.
Yeah,
I don't know why I'm surprised, man. Remember when the World Cup's coming to Russia here tomorrow for a month.
Real quick, they could start making a team, man, because you got Penny's kids a two guard, and then you got Shaq's kids a power forward. So they already got a team going.
See, that's what he'll have over Jordan. Jordan's sons weren't that good at basketball. They went and played college ball, but they were nothing special. But Bronny, AAU already, 14, and travel ball.
One of his sons is running the Jumpman Boutiques.
Yeah.
They have one at Disney World, and he's in there running it. You can't, get to him. And plus, I didn't want to say, hey, are you Michael Jordan's son? I want to take a picture with you. But it's like, oh, that's Michael Jordan's son over there. Oh,
were those Jordan's kids in Space Jam, or was that actors?
I don't know. Can't remember. Let's go back and look.
I got my Google fingers.
Yeah, I forgot what I was going to say about that.
He's good at doing that.
I didn't mean to.
Nah, you good. When the Olympics were in Russia, you heard the story about killing stray animals, right?
Yeah.
They were painting buildings, trying to make stuff look good. But whatever animals they found, they killed. Well, the World Cup starts tomorrow in Russia for a month, and they're doing the same thing. scouring the host cities, killing all the stray animals. And evidently, it's big business. People vied for the contracts. They captured and killed more than 4,500 dogs last go around. Big money to do this stuff, man. One company made over $500,000
in a month. Now, the other side would say, what, they should collect them and take them to some shelter? But there's not a shelter in Russia. I guess not.
I don't know. They probably are some shelters somewhere in Russia, or sanctuaries or rescues of some sort that somebody's running. But, I mean, probably not enough for all the dogs. Mm. Obviously not enough for all these dogs. But what are they going to do, bring them over here where we already have shelter dogs that don't have homes? They're like, we can take them.
Yeah. Well, you have to be citizens, though. So no German shepherds.
None.
I guess, you know, look.
Sad.
I don't know. Not going to say that. Never mind.
Say it.
No, nope, not going
to. Pass it to me on a note. I'll say it.
Same company that won the contracts. A little slow going so far. They got it back in April, and they've only killed 57 dogs so far.
What are you going to say? Sell them to North Korea?
Maybe.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
I wasn't going to word it just that simply, though.
Yeah.
That's why I had to walk back my thought, because my thought was way worse than what you just summarily said. So thanks for that.
Well, I'm a Sumerian.
I'm going to show you this. Real quick, this woman from Boston got a tattoo. She got a neck tattoo, 25 years old. She wanted something to show her love for the foliage in the New England in the fall and her love for Blue Jays as a kid. Feeding them from the bird feeder at her grandma's house. Look at the tattoo. Now, she's from Boston. So people are saying, that looks like the Blue Jays logo.
Yeah. Yeah, very much.
Yeah, but... Yeah, I mean, you could see it if somebody told you that, right? Like, you wouldn't look at it and think that.
No, but if she said, I'm from Boston, I said, oh, you're a Joe Carter guy, huh? You're a big Blue Jays fan.
Yeah.
Yeah, really. You're a big Kelly Gruber guy.
You like old, Roger Clemens, maybe.
You liked Fred McGriff for a bit.
Whoever else played for him.
Can't think of any other ones. Well, Paul Molitor? I think.
You can't get that one covered up either, so.
It isn't exactly their logo. It's a little more artful than their logo, but it certainly... is reminiscent of, inspired by.
Of all the neck tattoos you can get, and you get that one. You don't get flames or nothing tribal or a bird finger.
Remember the bird one finger. We looked at yesterday? It was the outline of the state of Texas, and it looked like some kind of machine gun turned sideways the way old throat was stretched out.
It was awful.
It was bad.
Weird looking.
Rise Guys Sports.
You're home for the Rise Guys Morning Show.
I listen to the morning show all the time.
Can't get enough of it.
And 93-minute rock blocks all day.
93.3 The Planet.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend? Or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.